G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, December 3. I'm John Barker. Joining me once again, the very much informed Joel Marshall. Well, Joel, your best bets here, there and everywhere. You got the money at some great prices last week. Can you follow up?
It's going to be a big task. Yeah, just had one of those days that everything went right. So, hopefully if we can be half as good as last week, I think we'll be on track for a decent weekend.
Yeah, certainly well in profit. And one of your big selections last week was your Winning Post front page, and that was Takedown in the Winterbottom Stakes at around about $9. And you're going for one at a similar price in the big Group 1 this Saturday at Ascot, last day of the Masters in WA. And then, and talking about Race 8, Peter's Investments, Kingston Town Classic, 1,800 metres, worth $1 million at standard weight for age.
Yeah, it's a good support program at Ascot as well. It's in the last week was sort of a bit, other than the Winterbottom, was a bit of a sort of a ho-hum meeting, but it's a decent card there on Saturday and a good Kingston Town, got good representation, as we have in the other two features of the Eastern States. And look, it's a good race. I can see Perfect Reflection is going to be hard to beat, as is Cowie. I think those two head the betting, and they're certainly key chances. But I found one at a bit of a price that I think can run an improved race, and I'm going to go with number 5, Disposition. He's a really, really good horse at his best. We've seen him in Melbourne perform really well. He ran second in this race 2 years ago as a 3-year-old, coming off a WA Guinea second. He was nosed out by Moriarty in this race, and he came across to Melbourne. He was on a Australian Guineas path, only had one run that autumn and missed the Guineas, but he came back in the spring. He ran second in the Rupert Clark and second in the Toorak, and he scored a couple of wins at Flemington during that carnival as well. He's a good horse. He's come back this time in, and his first two runs were really good before missing out in the railway, but he had no hope. He drew 16, he went back to last, made a bit of a run sort of around the turn and early in the straight, and then didn't quite finish off. But speaking to his jockey this week, Glenn Smith, for a story for the Winning Post, he was reasonably happy with the run. He just thought it was just too hard to make ground, and the leader, Scales of Justice, was able to dominate the race. Blinkers back on Disposition. They've only been on once, and it was in this race 2 years ago when he did run a very close second. So I think he can run a really good race at odds to beat 16 Perfect Reflection, the stablemate. She's going really well. The railway run was good. 4 Cowie meets all his rivals better at the weights on Saturday. This is the race that trainer Alan Sharrock has targeted right the way through. And 12 McIntosh, he was my tip in the railway. He got across from that wide gate pretty comfortably, set outside Scales of Justice, and he ran well to finish fourth. He probably had his chance, but he won't be too far away again. So my numbers are 5, 16, 4 and 12.
Okay, and I didn't give you enough credit there when I said it was about the same price. Disposition, actually a much longer price.
Double, I think. About $17 I think you can get. So yes, it will be a bit of a knockout, but hopefully he can turn up and show his best form, because his best form is definitely good enough.
Okay, well, there are a couple more black type races on the Ascot program on Saturday, and the first of those is race 4, Tab Touch Sir Ernest Lee Steer Classic. One of several races on the calendar that's named after this Lee Steer fellow. Now, this is for 3-year-olds, worth $100,000 over 1,400 metres.
Yeah, I've got 9 Stored Energy. Philly, I've always had a fair bit of time for. Showed plenty of promise last season. She's come back with her 2 runs. Her first up run was okay. Her second run was better at the 1,200. She was pulling ground off the winner, Kai Perinia, who she meets again on Saturday. Step up to 1,400 is going to suit. I think she'll get further down the track, but from barrier 1, she shouldn't get too far back. And she did have a win last campaign over Variation, who did win the the Perth Guineas 3 weeks ago. So the form lines are holding up for Stored Energy. I've got her ahead of 3, Lusaha, who comes through that WA Guineas. He ran well there. 8, Kai Perinia. She's going to go to the front and try and run them into the ground. She's rock hard fit, and she'll be hard to catch. And 5, Chinstrap, is a maiden, but he's been performing pretty well, and Damien Oliver takes over on Saturday.
And the other black type race at Ascot on Saturday is race 7, the Ascend Sales Trophies Jungle Dawn Classic, 1,400 for fillies and mares, a listed race.
Yeah, a lot of these come out of the same race a fortnight ago that Cosmic Storm won. Very impressively, she finished strongly to win that race. She's going to be hard to beat. I've put her in for second. I'm going to go for number 8, Uptown Funk, who showed a fair bit of ability last time in, and she drew a bad gate couple of weeks ago, got a long way back, and she was working home well along the fence. She wasn't far off. She's finished ninth, but she was beaten less than two lengths by Cosmic Storm. She can get a bit of luck in the straight. I think she can run well. So I've gone 8 to beat 3. 13 Cracker Vision was running on as well a couple of weeks ago, but she's got a bad gate again. And 15 Jester Jingle should get a lovely run from gate 4.
All right, well, to recap, Joel's best and value bets at Ascot. Best was race 4, number 9, Stored Energy. Value bet at around about the $20, race 8, number 5, Disposition. We head back east now to Racing.com Park at Pakenham, which is the main Victorian venue for racing on Saturday. And the feature race is race 7, the Superior Food Services Pakenham Cup, a listed race over 2,500.
Going for number 5, Lord Van Persie, hoping this is the race that he's been set for all along. He's come back from a long spell, and look, his runs haven't been bad. He's just been ticking over quite nicely. He just got a long way back in the Ballarat Cup last start from that wide gate. He was a mile off the leaders, and I thought he worked home pretty well. Was never threatening, but certainly with this race in mind, out to the 2,500, I think you're running a good race each way. To beat Pilo Desai, who went forward and won that Ballarat Cup quite impressively. 7 Little White Cloud on the back up from last week. I think the 2,500 will suit him. And 1 Puccini, who hit the line quite well also in the Ballarat Cup. Does have the 60 kilos, but very honest performer. I've gone 5 to beat 2, 7 and 1.
And I'm with 1 Puccini, the former multiple Kiwi Group 1 winner. Did help the line, hit the line well last time. And look, hasn't won for a long time, but should run you the good race at around about $10. From 2, Pilote Desai, 6, Swagadelic, and 7, Little White Cloud. Your best and value bets on the Racing.com Park program, Joel.
Yeah, I made Fuse my best, race 5, number 3. Competitive race for the 3-year-olds. I think he's a pretty promising horse. His first up win in Maiden Company was really impressive. Swept around the outside of the field, came away to score well. He got a good rap post-race by both Mick Price and Jake Noonan, and I want to keep following him. So Fuse in race 5, my best. Lord Van Persie is my value, race 7, number 5. And one at a bit of odds, race 8, number 14, Costello. Really badly placed at the weights. He should be getting 17.5 kilos off Burning Front. He's only getting 3. But he's ready to win. I think he's going all right this prep. His first two runs over 1,200 at Caulfield and at Geelong on Geelong Cup Day were really good. Didn't have much luck at Flemington, and then last start just sort of peaked on his run late after getting back in a muddling run race. I think blinkers on, High Chaparral, they usually sharpen them up from a good gate. Whilst he is badly placed at the weights, I think he can run you a cheeky race at odds.
Yes, and I'm with one who's not all that well weighted in the same race as my value bet, and that is number 8, Septimore. Not quite as badly weighted as Costello, but still an un-John Barker-like selection. But just like the way Septimore's been going, I think he could be ready to break through here. And my best was race 6, number 2, Mahaney. Moving along now to Rose Hill Gardens, the venue for Sydney racing on Saturday. And, of course, the big December meeting in Sydney is the Villiers. That's in a couple of weeks. So we've got some nice lead-ups here, as well as the 2,000-metre ATC Cup. So we've got 3 listed events. First of them is race 6, Starlight Stakes, 1,100-metre listed race, Joel.
Sticking with Nieta, step up in class. This is her toughest test to date, but she's been super impressive. Right through this campaign, really, she won her first two and then a complete forgive run on the heavy 10 with a big weight over 1,400. That was a duck egg in the form line. John Thompson backed off her, gave her a freshen up. She's come back. She scored 2 really impressive wins. She's got a neat turn of foot. I think she can measure up to this company. I've got her ahead of 6 Backman, who can be a little bit in and out, but I thought his first up run was good. He looks in for a good campaign. 7 Brook Road, well, she just refused to go first up. Just didn't want a bar of the race. She has since been back to the trials. She's certainly good enough. And 4 Hussein Eagle. Good winner first up down in Melbourne. We'll be hitting the line hard.
Your best bet comes up in the 7th, and that is the ATC Cup, listed race over 2,000 metres.
Yeah, number 10, Falkenberg. I think she sets up beautifully for this race. She's had the 3 runs back, improved with each run. She went 4 weeks into her third up run, and she loomed up like the winner and just couldn't quite go with New Tipperary, who's been in great form this time in and certainly a very promising stayer in his own right. But I think fitter for that run. She was 1600 to 1900 after that 4-week break. She'll be fitter and should be very hard to beat. From 4, Malice, whose two runs back have been good. 11, Dance of Heroes, Push Forward, I thought battled on quite well last time. And 3, Closing Bell, the former American Galloper. The first start for Chris Waller down at during Cup Week at Flemington was quite sound, and his latest run was also pretty good.
All right, the third of the black type events at Rosehill Gardens on Saturday is the Villiers lead up, and that is Race 8, the Steel Builders Festival Stakes, Group 3 over 1500.
Yeah, Religify on top for me. He had been racing well without winning this time in until his fourth run, and they really just tried to dominate from the front. He was sold along well before the corner. Obviously, fitness levels were high, and he was a dominant winner. Expecting to be very hard to beat again from 8, Pajaro. Got him in mind for the Villiers and just think he might be one run short. He had good form last prep and did peak with a third up win. So look for him to be hitting the line hard with a view to the Villiers. 5, Regis. He's had that bit of a setback. He went to Perth and for the railway, missed that. Now he's back to Sydney, but certainly in this on his best form. And 12, Extensible, who's been racing really honestly this time in, comes off a good effort at Sandown.
All right, well, that takes care of the first three legs of the quaddie at Rosehill and all the black type, but we may as well just finish off the quaddie because your value bet comes up in the last. In fact, scratched from the festival stakes after drawing a wide barrier. And I speak of number 1, Duca Valentinois.
Yeah, I did have him on top for the festival and quite liked him. I'm assuming that barrier 13 is why the Godolphin camp have elected to go to race 9, which... he's drawn barrier 4. He does have the 61 kilos, but I think he can carry that. And whilst he's not going to be as big a price as what he was in the festival, I think he can still get each way odds. So that'll do me. He looks ready to win. I've got him ahead of 5, Redoutable Heart, 3, Corbin's Power, 8, Sir Plush. They look the three main threats. I'll probably take a quaddie with Duke of Valentinois one out and maybe the other three for a smaller percentage.
All right, well, that was Joel's value bet, and as mentioned, the top tip came up earlier. Race 7, number 10, Falkenberg. They're racing on the Parks track at Morpheville. Joel, have you had a look at this one?
Just a couple of first starters to point out. Race 1, number 3, Evil Cry from the Robbie Lang stable. Liked this colt's trial at Cranbourne last week. He finished 6th, but looked to have plenty to give, wasn't knocked around at all, so I'm keen to see how he goes on debut. And race 3, number 10, Mesklin. This filly did also trial well at the same set of Cranbourne trials. Finished a very close second to a horse who has already won a race. Do note she's also at Mornington on Friday. So if she runs around at Mornington or Morfettville, I'd be keen to have something on her.
All right, and in the absence of Carl, we'll just let you know that Paul Richards is best at Morfettville Parks. Race 2, number 6, Gun Guru. His value bet, race 8, number 12, North Sky. Eagle Farm is the venue for Brisbane racing on Saturday. And we finish off with a couple of black type events as summer is officially here and the Brisbane Summer Carnival starts to get rolling. And the first of those is race 8, the IPG Connect George Moore Stakes. Joel, the Group 3 over 1200.
Sticking with Too Good to Refuse, he did the job for us a couple of weeks ago. Super impressive he was. He was an eye-catching second first up. He went right on with it last start. Might soon be looking for further than 1,200, but he looks to have been trained up as a sprinter this time in. I think he'd be very hard to beat again. From 4, Miss Cover Girl. Her first up record is excellent. Of course, she got that Group 1 win on the board in the Tats Tiara in the winter. 9, Trubia. He can measure up to this class. He'll be hitting the line hard. And 3, Into the Red. Never far away in these sort of races.
And your value bet comes up in the last, which is the other black type race. That's race 9, Peak Sports and Spine Centre Mode Plate, 1200 for 3-year-old fillies.
Yeah, nice race, plenty of chances. River Race is a filly I've always had a bit of time for. She hit the line very strongly first up at the 1,000 metres. 1200 should suit. I think she'll get over a bit further, but I think 1200 should be fine. She'll be really hard to beat. 5, Eckstein, I think, is also a key hope. She's won her last two in Sydney very stylishly. 10, Savannah Amor's come up with a horrid gait, but she impressed first up. And 1, Candica, probably one of the better juveniles in Queensland last season. She'll get back, but she'll be hitting the line strongly as well.
And earlier on the card, your best comes up in race 3, and with the claim for Tiffany Brooker. Blue Lion can get on the board, number 1, a fourth up from a spell.
Yeah, he's been ticking along nicely this time in. Good effort at this track a fortnight ago when finishing off into fifth. Not a lot of winning hopes in this race, I wouldn't have thought. Dream Finish on her best form will be the biggest danger, but looks well placed from a good draw out to the 18-25 metres, and as you said, the claim for the informed Tiffany Brooker gets him in pretty well at the 58 kilos. If you are playing at home with your best bet, you will notice that Winning Rupert was my best and Blue Lion was my value, but shocked at the $1.30 that went up for Winning Rupert, I decided to change that for Winning Post. So needless to say, I do like Winning Rupert in race 5, but $1.30, that's poison, I think.
All right, well, Blue Lion race is about 2:39 Eastern, and 17 minutes later, we get a Group 1 in New Zealand at 2:56 Australian Eastern, and that is the Captain Cook in the Kiwi capital at Trentham.
Yeah, race 9 on the 10-race card. Look, Ellerslie's probably got the better card throughout, but Trentham do have the Group 1 Captain Cook, and it's a reasonable lineup. I'm with the favourites. I've gone 9 Abide With Me, very talented mare. We've seen her perform well in Melbourne. She's come back in good order. It was a strong win second up. I think she'll be very hard to beat. From 1 Volkstock and Barrel, another horse we've seen perform well in these parts. He resumes here. He should be hard to beat. 11 Aid Memoirs, a mare on the way up. This is her toughest test, but I think she can handle herself well. And 8 Battle Time, got that breakthrough stakes win down at Riccarton last start. It was a good effort from on speed, and he can run well. But on with 9 Abide With Me. My best for Trentham is High Flyer, race 10, number 9. Highly rated galloper, beaten both starts this time, including last week at Ellerslie, but just had no luck. Was held up and didn't get out till too late. I think he can make amends on Saturday. And my value is Shadow King, which is race 6, number 12, from the Kevin Myers yard. Placed at 2 of his 3 starts, does look close to breaking through for his maiden win. At Ellerslie, I've made my best bet Romancer, race 4, number 5, owned by Terry Henderson's OTI Syndications. Very promising horse this. He had trialled super. He was beaten on debut, a bit of greenness there, but he bounced back with a strong win at his second start. I think he's a horse worth following through to the New Zealand Derby. My value bet is Selfie, race 7, number 7. Didn't have much luck first up. Did hit the line well. Just a couple of other horses to note for that meeting. Knight's Watch, race 2, number 3. Another OTI-owned horse who has been impressing at the trials. And race 8, number 3, Terra Feet. Very smart horse from the Roger James yard. Should be very hard to beat off of first up second.
Okay, well, that leaves us only to remind you to pick up your Winning Post if you haven't already. We've got all the form for Friday, Saturday and Sunday, and all your favourite features as well. And still, can you believe it, only $5 at your newsagent. Thursday afternoon in Melbourne, Friday morning everywhere else around Australia, bar WA. And finally, our best $20 bet for the weekend. Well, Joel, no doubt you got yours up last week.
No, I did not. I think I picked about 37 winners last week, and I made my $20 bet Gold Denari. He's been picked by the stablemate in Adelaide. So, yeah, should have stayed away from Adelaide as I normally do.
Well, I should have stuck to Melbourne because my best there was Boomtime at one, paid about $10, and I went for Kiora Kutu in Ascot. So stick to what you know is what they say. So I'm back in Melbourne. Or Pakenham to be precise at racing.com park. Race 6, number 2, Mahaney.
I'll go Rose Hill. Race 7, number 10, Falkenberg.
Okay, have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners. We'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.